All right, we do have some fun thing that happened in the here at Project Blessing. So Sandy, so you were coming in with a group, and what you heard and what you see.
Well, what happened was I was coming in to see what Robbie was doing with Gabe, and they were fixing the floor, and they were getting ready with a hammer to, I guess, obviously push the floor part in. And during that time, Robbie set it down, and it just fit. The seams were perfect. It was a perfect match. So I said, what's going on? And that's when Robbie told me what took place.
So, Robbie, give us a background of this. So, you know, the floor, whatever, and then the refrigerator over it. So give us a background of this and what happened.
So we had some subflooring that was rotted from where our sink was leaking, and so we had to cut out the subflooring. And because we only had to cut the subflooring and not the joust, when we cut it, it was really crooked. And so we took the best measurements we could and cut it in. But when we went to put it in the first time, it wouldn't fit in any directions that we had it. So we had to hammer it down in, and then we had to pry it back up. But after we pried it back up, we were like, all right, well, we got it in there. Let's sweep out some stuff and let's push it down in. And it just fell right into place. And there was like no seams or anything. It was like a perfect fit, and it just fell in.
Wow. So from your perspective, Gabe, what was happening? What was your part there? And tell us your experience.
My job was just to kind of help, I guess. I cut the subflooring out, and then we set it down, like you said, and it was hard to get it in the first time. We pulled it up, we swept it out, and the second time we put it in, it just fell right in, and it was pretty cool. It was almost like God just kind of set it down in there. It was crazy.
So describe to us, how did it just fit in? Did you have to hammer it, or how long were you trying to make things happen?
Initially we set it in there, and then we had to take a flathead screwdriver and kind of hit it down, and then after that we pried it back up and then swept it out, and then when we set it back down in there, and he literally just dropped it and it fell right in.
Wow. Now, why did you say that it's just like a God thing? Why did you say that?
It just seems like it would be any other way. I mean, before we had to beat our brains out just to get it in there, and then the second time it was just perfect. And I mean, there's only one other person that I know that's perfect, and that's Jesus. So